I'm here with Eleanor Corneli. Is that how you pronounce it? Corneli?
Cornelia.
And we're going to talk about the townhouse school and your memories of the townhouse school. And it's January 19th, 2017.
It is.
So, what years did you attend the townhouse school? Let's start with
I
that.
started in 1920. 25, 26.
Yeah, in that neighborhood.
Yes, I was born in 1921, so I would have been 5 when I said that would have been
And is
26.
that first grade or primary? Was that first grade?
Yes.
They didn't have a kindergarten
Not that I
class?
remember,
Yeah.
no.
And where did you live at that point?
I lived on just a short distance. You know, there's the block around the school there, and I lived on, what's the road that goes to
Was it
Beechwood?
Walker Lane there?
Yes,
Walker
yes,
Lane, yeah.
yes.
So you lived on Walker Lane? Uh-huh. Great. Not sure.
Beechwood Avenue.
Well, Beechwood.
Yeah,
Sure.
Beechwood Avenue.
Well, that would be
Yep.
just down there, and then you take a
Just down,
left.
take a corner.
Uh-huh. And did you have a big family?
There were three of us. Three of us. I was the oldest, and my brother was 2 years younger, and my sister was 7 years younger.
And did you all go to townhouse
We
school?
all did. We walked,
Did you?
and we walked home for lunch. And,
Oh, you'd go
yeah.
home and eat and then come
That's
back?
when we had our big meal was at noontime, and then
Oh.
we'd walk back, and yeah,
Huh.
We didn't think anything of it, you know, walking, it was fine,
Yeah, well,
except when
if
it
you're
was
used
muddy
to.
and everything.
What about on during a stormy weather or?
Well, we probably didn't go to school, you know, if it was if it was too bad, because we used to get a lot of snow back then.
Yeah, a lot more than now, huh?
Yeah, much more than we do now.
And you all went to townhouse school from first grade right
Right
up
through.
to right up through. What were your teachers like?
My primary teacher was a peach, Lorraine Wiles. She I just loved her.
Okay. And you had her for which
For
grades?
the first 4 grades.
Okay. Okay. And did she, were they disciplinarians, the teachers? Did
Oh yeah, that we
they kept a
oh
pretty
they did.
tight ship?
They did. She was a very caring teacher. She wanted you to really absorb what she was trying to, you know, she was helpful, very helpful and kind. That, you know, she didn't live very far down Beechwood Avenue at that time.
Yes, wasn't she Lester Wilde's
Yes,
wife? Yeah.
yes, yes.
Yeah, that's
She
not.
was.
She was there for many
She was
years.
all the time I was there, she was there.
Huh.
Both Mrs. Mailing and she were both there. But
Ah.
Mrs. Mailing was a good teacher, I think. But that's all.
Yeah. And
Well,
did you have a Mary Wilde's for a teacher?
yes, we did. When was that? That must have been after. That must
Just
have been before Mrs.
before,
Mailing.
yes, that's what it, she came
I
just
forgot all about
for a
her.
couple of years before Mrs.
That's
Mailing
right.
started.
She was sweet too.
And did was she?
Oh,
You
she
remember
was.
her?
I do. Yes, now that you mention it.
Yeah, she had she recently passed away,
Did
and
she?
her family has been so supportive. I guess the townhouse school meant so much to
Of
her.
course it did. Yes, it
And
did.
even though it was just a few years, I think it was really important moment in her
You
life.
know, I'd forgotten all about her. I knew the name, and I know where she lived and everything.
Where did she live?
Well, she lived, if you go down toward Walker's Point, on the, you know, the back way, down toward Turbot's Creek, actually. She lived right on the street. There's a little street that goes off that goes to Ocean Avenue. And she lived right about there, a little nice little house, a little white house. And, you know,
Oh, Wilds District was
well,
it?
if you're heading toward Wilds District,
Okay.
yes.
Yeah. Huh. What do you remember about recess? Did you ever have recess? Did you go
yeah,
out
we
and
had
play?
recess. Oh, sure. Like, we'd go out and the boys would play baseball and we'd aggravate them. No, we had recesses and we had to stand in line to get, after recess, we all stood, we stood at one door and we stood at the other door. This was in grammar school. And, until the teacher said you were allowed to go in and everything.
So you came in the front doors? Now was the, because the grammar school was in
On
the
the back,
front.
like,
Oh, that was on the back? I was thinking primary was on the back, but that,
Primary was on the back. What did I
oh, it
say?
was. It's probably me.
Grammar school
Yeah,
was on the front,
was on
and
the front.
the boys and the girls.
So that was two separate doors, one for the girls and one for the boys. And was there a big difference in the girl, the way the girls and the boys behaved as far as discipline is concerned or anything?
I think they were pretty good kids, really.
Yeah.
I can remember a little episode, you might get your knuckles cracked, but
Did you ever get your knuckles cracked?
no, but I got spoken
Yeah,
to.
well, haven't we all?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the boys, boys will be boys,
Yeah.
and they would get.
Yeah, Stanley Meserve was in your class, right?
Yeah.
He told some stories
Oh, he
about
did.
getting rapped on the knuckles. Yeah.
Really. He lived right below us, on Beechwood Avenue.
Oh.
Yeah. As you turn the, well, I don't know if you know where the Smiths lived, Leroy Smith or the Meserves, they lived, Grandma Meserve lived right on the corner, and then Stanley lived up a little, just a short
Oh.
way from the, from where the older parents lived. And Bishop Hutchins lived just down the line. And,
He was in your class too,
yeah, he
huh?
was.
That's wonderful. Who were your friends? Who were your buddies? Do you remember?
Helen Noble and Marjorie Smith. Marjorie had graduated by that time, by this time. But Marjorie Smith was a friend, and Bishop was a good friend. He was his he, my dad and his dad were friendly. They're both farmers, and so we get to know them. And the Bunnells too. But when he was a lot younger than I was, but we were friendly with all the kids. Nora Boston.
Just some priceless faces in there. Beautiful. Do you remember any like holiday celebrations? May Day or Valentine's
Oh, we
Day?
all always did Valentine's and had a Valentine's box and
Did
everything.
you?
And in the spring when school was going to let out, we all went down to Beechwood to Marjorie Smith, her granddad. You must know him.
Sorry
What
about
was
that.
that?
That
Oh,
notification of some sort. Sorry.
her granddad owned a cottage at Beechwood, so we the whole class would all the whole school would go down there, for to have a day off, before
Oh,
school
at the
ended.
beach. Oh.
Took our lunch and.
Fun.
Yeah, we had a great day. That was a big day, let me tell you.
So that was at the end of school, would
That
you
was the end
say?
of school year. Yeah, that was a big day.
Do you remember any Christmas celebrations while you were there?
No, I really don't.
You probably
I
had a
do remember
vacation.
Valentine's, but I don't remember.
And what was the what did you do with Valentine's? Did you pass out Valentine's
We
to?
passed out Valentine's. No, but we had a box, a Valentine's box that I don't know who made, who fixed it, but we always put them in there, and then our names were called out, and we
Oh,
received.
so it was a class. It was a
It
class
was a whole
activity.
school, yes, the whole class, half classroom.
And do you have any recollection of May Day or
No,
May baskets?
not at school. I
No?
do at home, but I
You do
don't
at home.
remember at school.
Yeah. I was wondering about the electricity. And I know electrical lights were not installed, I think, until 1935. Does that sound right to you? You don't remember?
I don't remember that. Of course, we weren't there at night. We never,
Oh, true.
we were never
But
in
you
school.
would need light during the day.
Right. I don't remember not having them. So I would think that, well, I know at home we had electricity, just downstairs, but it was, you know, but no, I would think that the schools.
You had electrical
lights. I would think so. I don't remember anything about lamps or anything like that.
Yeah.
I remember Palmer Clough, he lived across the street. He was the janitor at the school.
Huh.
And, you know, I think he came over and fixed the fire and cleaned and all that, you know.
So you had some kind of a stove for heating?
So I remember we had a big stove, and it was really, I think it was between the two front doors, like.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it was behind the teacher's desk, because she set, you know, I don't remember in the primary school that we had a stove, but we must have. But
did she sit up on that platform in grammar school?
I don't remember that.
There are two doors. And in between, there's a little
platform. I don't remember. No, she sat closer, I think.
Oh, right in front. Yes. Yeah. Keep an eye on everybody.
Really?
Was it a lot of kids in each room?
Oh, there were probably maybe 20 in the grammar school. I know it's only three in our class. And primary, I don't really remember. There weren't very many children really in all, you know, when you figure both rooms. And this must have been the primary and the grammar too.
Yeah, that looks like much younger kids
than
older
younger,
kids.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And running water, do you remember running water?
I believe so, yes. I don't remember having an outside bathroom, so I think we must have had running water.
I read in the town reports that they made reports on the health of the kids.
Oh, really?
Do you recall visits by the
nurse?
I
remember we had nurses come.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they examined you?
Yeah, and hearing and all. And I don't remember eyes or anything, but I imagine that was included.
Yeah.
But I don't, I remember that. And then, you know, another thing I remember is school banking.
What's that?
Well, I think it was the Kennebunk Savings Bank sent out a lady, Miss Hartford her name was, and every week she came out and we would, I was lucky if I had a nickel, you know, to deposit, but we all, every week we made our, you know, supposedly deposits.
Wow.
And she'd come back weekly and you know, tell us about saving and all. And that went on for, you know, more than 1 year, I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's interesting,
that's
really.
That's a great idea.
I know.
That's a really good idea.
She was a very nice lady, you know, very
proper. Teach
you
about interest and
mm-hmm.
what it means.
Yeah, to teach, really, it was good, really, for children to have, to know that what it's like to save a nickel, you know. And,
yeah.
And in those times, a nickel was a lot.
Sure.
It really was. It was, I know some of my friends didn't have nickels, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It was a good time. We didn't know we were poor, but we were.
Found out later.
Really?
Right?
Really. Everybody was in the same boat. Well, we thought anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we all figured that everybody had the same.
That's the way it was.
But
yeah.
We lived on a farm, so we were fortunate to have vegetables and you know, and milk and, you know, things like that. So it didn't affect us like maybe it did some kids. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Do you feel that it prepared you well for high school? Do you think the education that you got there was
absolutely
up to par?
I certainly do. Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think Mrs. Merling was a very tough teacher.
Was she?
Yes, she was.
Disciplinarian or?
Everything.
It was just.
It, you know, she wasn't warm and fuzzy, but.
And Mrs. Wilds was warm and fuzzy.
She loved us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we knew it. And, you know, she'd send letters home to Mama and tell her what I did with this, you know what I mean? And she cared. Well, maybe Mrs. Mailing cared, but maybe she didn't.
Her manner was different.
It was different, much different. Mm-hmm. Mm. It was.
Well, that's nice, though, that you have such sweet memories of your primary
teacher. It was
good
teacher. To be, you know, to start out like that and have a caring teacher.
Mm-hmm. When you did things with your friends, what were your favorite things to do?
Oh, land sakes. We'd love to get snowed in, in the wintertime, if we went to visit each other, it was just a big thrill to get snowed in and not be able to get home. And we skied over on the golf links and, you know, just plain old wooden skis. But we'd go over and ski on the golf links and skate. And we had a skating pond across the street from us that we, you know. I never was into much swimming. My brother would, he rode a bicycle more than, and he'd go down at the mill pond there toward Cape Porpoise. Mm-hmm. And they skated a lot, but I didn't do that much. I stayed, you know, closer to home, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do for chores at home?
Me?
Mm.
I helped a lot. I made my own bed. I would come home and you know, if I dusted or if I mean I might sweep, I might lug in wood, or go get the eggs from the chicken coop, you know, and let those old hens chip at you, you know, snip at you, and you know, just ordinary stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Farm, day-to-day farm life that you had to.
Yeah, I
farm.
Would. Yeah, as I grew older, I used to go to my grandmother's a lot in Scarborough. She lived at Higgins Beach, and I used to go there weekends until I got old enough to be more help at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you know then. Mom and Dad, you know, Dad has a vegetable garden and sold vegetables from the truck, you know, and we would help prepare the beets and carrots and asparagus and pick raspberries and strawberries. And, you know, I didn't think it was work, but I guess it was.
Wow.
No, it was fun. It was fun. I appreciate all those fresh vegetables.
Oh, I know. That's wonderful.
Really.
To have access to that in your diet every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And what about the trolley? Was the trolley still running?
The trolley I used to go back and forth to Scarborough with my grandmother on the trolley.
You did?
Uh-huh. But I was little. I wasn't more than probably 6 or 7 or 8 or something like that. Because I remember in grammar school, the trolley was... There was no trolley, and we used to go over to the trolley barn and pick up tickets and stuff that were underneath the rails there. We shouldn't have been there, but we did.
Like a little adventure land.
Yeah, really.
And on the weekends and in the summertime, how did you spend your time? Did you do a lot of work?
Well, I was with Grammy a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of summers I was with Grammy until I got old enough to really help at home.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she rented rooms and her guests would take me to the beach with them. You know,
that was
fun. But then I remember riding back and forth with Grammy, so that I'm sure the trolley... wasn't there a great while after I was in school.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other differences about townhouse corners that you remember? It's changed a lot.
Oh, it has. Well, of course, that's where the kids played basketball up at the poor farm. It was a poor farm right next door. And then the
town hall?
Yeah, like a town hall. It seems like that, and they had no restrooms or anything in the town, where the kids played. You know, they couldn't shower or anything when they finished, and we were kind of backward in that respect until the kids went to Kennebunk.
Yeah, Did you feel a big difference in lifestyle when you left Townhouse Corners and went into the village?
Not really.
No,
No.
there was not a big difference.
I knew the kids, from other areas and everything. So it wasn't really that, I liked it as well as I did, almost as well as I did our school, but it was a lot different, it was, but,
And did you have a car?
Did I?
Did you, your family,
the
truck?
Daddy had a truck.
And did you ever use any horse pull vehicles at all, or?
No, Daddy did, but, my brother used to ride back and forth to when Daddy picked up seaweed, he had a big wagon that he'd pick seaweed up, and my brother would ride with him. In fact, one time he rode with him and went to sleep, fell off, and hurt his ankle.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
And he collected seaweed for fertilizer?
For the garden.
Oh, yeah, that's
whole
great.
Whole loads of it, great, like a hay wagon.
And that was by horse, pulled
that
by
was
a
by horse.
Because you'd have to ride down on the beach.
Right.
And you went to Goose Rocks or Beechwood?
I mean, I don't really know where Daddy went, but it had to be Goose Rocks, didn't it, I would think. There's no other place that...
Yeah.
That would, that he could pick up seaweed. I don't believe. But I know it was doggone cold. I got a picture of him in front of the barn when Walt was with him and he loaded seaweed.
And did you have a lot of animals other than the chickens?
We had chickens and pigs and two cows and a horse. At one time we had one horse, then we had two. And that's all, I think.
Anything that you recall, any incident that you recall at school that you remember fondly, an event or a time, or that made you feel proud of your accomplishments in school?
I don't know. I think it was just kind of...
What were your favorite subjects?
I liked English.
Did you?
And I liked math. Those were my favorites.
Yeah. And what about changes in the village? Do you recall a lot of changes in the village over the years? Is it
in the village?
Yeah, when you went into Dock Square or in the where all the inns are now around the green. Mm-hmm. Does that look pretty much the same to you as
no,
it did?
No, there's more. The heavens, there's a lot more now than there was. And that's us. The village school was torn down, of course. It's a lot different, really. It was a nice little village, It still is, but it is a busy place. Now.
It is. It's impossible to get through.
Very, very, just like a Concord is.
That must be so. And do you remember the Strand Theater?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. The one in Kennebunk, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
That building... Mm-hmm. That was there, where the landing stories with the big pillars on the front.
Mm-hmm.
That was a theater, I guess, at one time, but it ended up being for graduations.
There were two theaters.
There was the Lyric Theater.
Yeah, right in the village. The other one was around.
Where David's is now, in Union Square. Where Captain's Landing was.
Mm-hmm. Going out toward
Ocean Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that building always impresses me because it's so... It impresses me, that building, when I see pictures of it.
Yeah.
Because it looks so out of place. It's enormous.
I know. I don't remember that as well as I do the Acme Theater.
In Kennebunk.
What was the one right by the bridge, wasn't it?
Lyric.
Lyric, okay. Acme was Kennebunk. All right, you got it.
I wish I had known it. I didn't. In studying it. How do you feel about the changes? Does it make you sad to see so many changes, or?
Well, it's been such, so long this way. I've gotten used to it, you know what I mean? You used to have the town to yourself, you know. You could do as you like, you know what I mean? And
I
now
do.
it's you have to think about it before you strike out.
You have to wait until...
Till it's
February.
Quiet time.
I know.
Oh, dear.
I live on Ocean Avenue.
Believe
me.
Oh, you do? Oh, boy.
Right outside the square.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it is
boy.
So busy. In the summertime. And do you remember any events at the Olympian Club?
We had Girl Scouts there.
Oh.
At the Olympian Club. And Mrs. Merling was one of the leaders.
Was she a Girl Scout leader?
Oh, mm-hmm.
You couldn't get away.
And I can't think of the other ladies. I don't remember their names, but I know Mrs. Merling was one of the Girl Scout leaders.
Mm-hmm. Did you have plays or theater of any kind?
No.
Music?
No.
No?
I don't remember.
No.
I don't really remember. It seems like I would, if we had it. But.
So let's talk about the grist mill.
Oh. Well, I remember Daddy, I'm riding down with Daddy in the truck, and he'd drive up the little knoll, and back in and load up the grain, in the truck. And you see that old wheel, turning and everything. And the smell, that was the best part, I loved that smell of the grains.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And then it was turned into a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I like that also.
Yeah, that was.
But I hope we can reconstruct it.
Me too.
Wouldn't that be a miracle?
It would. It would be lovely. I would love to see that happen.
It would be nice.
And was it a busy place or
in the when Daddy was there?
Yeah,
I think so. The blacksmith, where he was right there nearby.
Benson, was it? Benson
yes,
blacksmith.
That shop was right nearby the
bridge there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or was it when it was back on? It was back on one of those streets. I don't know if it was Mill Lane or
I'm
if it was
not sure.
West Street. One of those. Mm-hmm. And then they moved out onto the. Or maybe they were there first. I don't know. I don't remember off the top of my head. But so you would go to the blacksmith shop too?
I wouldn't go there. No, Dad would go. He'd take the horse there.
Yeah.
And get it shod and everything.
And the grist mill, who was the miller? Do you remember?
Who was the what?
The miller who ran the mill.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Now, the Lombards didn't own that then, did they?
Well, they're related.
They're related.
Mm-hmm. Lombard was married to a Perkins, and the Perkins.
And she was a teacher.
Was she?
Mm, she was taught, yeah. Mm. One of them. One of them was Louise.
Lombard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the Perkins.
Hmm?
That's probably the Perkins side of the family.
Yeah, the Perkins right next to the Baptist church, weren't they? Isn't that where the Perkinses lived?
Well, it would have been James Perkins, I think. If I'm not mistaken, the last miller, wasn't he named James Perkins?
Oh, I bet he was.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, Jimmy, yeah.
Sounds to me like...
Yes.
And then he would have been her father, maybe?
He might have been, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I can check that when I get home.
Yeah.
But,
I bet he was. Jimmy Perkins, I bet.
Jimmy, yeah? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar, now that you mention it.
I wish I could, I wish I could smell that smell.
Oh, really? It was, you know, it was just a different smell that, you know, that down there.
Like bread? You can still smell it.
Yeah, like grains, you know. Yeah, it was fun to go down there you know, just to get a ride, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. And did you see them grinding?
Oh, the grain? That old wheel would be turning.
Oh, the stone, yeah.
Yeah, the big stone, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you could see that turning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the grain coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Mm-hmm. You backed in. Daddy didn't back into the mill. You know, he was outside the door. And the big stone was, you know, just inside and to the right a little bit.
Huh.
Yeah. And that stone was this thick, I bet.
Wow.
Right.
Amazing. How big around?
Oh, my Lord.
Like the table?
Yeah. Yeah, at least.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Huge.
Well, maybe we'll get to see that again.
You know, really, those are things that you remember. You know, you don't forget stuff like that.
No. Makes an impression on you. I hope I get a chance to see it sometime.
I know, I do too.
And did you go to the restaurant when it turned into a restaurant?
Yeah. But by that time, you know, I lived in Algonquin. We were married and everything. Mm-hmm. I worked in the telephone office and I'm probably just bubbling, am I?
No, please. I love it.
We would have all kinds of calls for the gristmill, and we'd have all kinds of calls for the house on the hill. And we had memorized those numbers, naturally, you know, you after a long time. And then when they went dial, you had to look it up every confounded time because you couldn't remember it.
So you were switchboard off, like a, what are they, like those old pictures where you pull out?
Pull them in and answer it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And the year I started was 1947, and of course that was when the forest fires were so bad.
You remember that?
And, my Lord, that board would light right up, you know, it was horrible. And of course I was new at that time, and it was all the more overwhelming, you know, I didn't realize that things like that could trigger a lot of calls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
and the importance of getting them connected.
I know. And just think of how easy it is now to get connected, and how difficult it was then. Mm-hmm. If you weren't at home, you didn't get a call. You know, that was a bad time.
Yeah. But it was all we knew at the time. Even I remember not having...
Is what, dear?
Even I remember not having a cell phone or not...
Oh, no.
If you weren't home, you didn't get the call.
You didn't get the call. Mm-mm.
But did you have any family or friends whose homes were destroyed in the fire?
Not really.
No.
People that I knew in Cape Porpoise. But, you know, a lot of it was Beechwood. And, of course, we didn't have much to do with, you know, no connection either with people in Beechwood. And then the rest of it was up in, not Shapley, but up beyond Shapley. What was it?
All interior, York County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Kennebunkport got more than its share. I guess down by the Clock Farm in that area.
Mm-hmm. That night, I was down to Mom's and Dad's that night that the wind turned. It would have taken our farm, you know, but it turned and went toward the ocean, you know, and that was even worse, I guess, you know. It was a terrible loss.
Mm.
You know, I've read the book, I think, of the fire, you know.
Choices?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Quite an event, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Changed a lot of people's lives.
Oh, it sure did. It sure did. And it was a bad situation.
Do you remember any other big fires? Well, of course, the Gristmill fire.
I remember when the Gunkwit burned, the town, you know, right in the square, that whole section burned. Mm. The Audio Hotel burnt twice. There's been some bad fires, you know, actually. They've come a long way. Learning to fight them and all.
Do you remember the hotel that was where they put up the post office? The big
Parker House.
Do you remember before they tore that down?
No. I don't remember that, no. Mm-mm.
Those pictures are impressive, too, because that was a massive building.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
It's one of those things that why would you? Why would you even be thinking about a hotel as a kid?
True. Yeah, really.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now,
the Olympian Club was pretty new at that time, if I remember right.
Yeah.
It was quite a decent place. Mm. They used to have plays down there too.
Did they? Mm-hmm. Did you go to the I think the Kennebunkport Playhouse started there at the mm-hmm. Olympian Club. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to any of those
mm-hmm.
plays?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Robert Currier.
They were different. They moved several times, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Betsy, what's her name? She lives on North Street. I don't know if she's still living in
Jane Morgan? Jane Morgan?
Jane Morgan,
yes.
She is. She is still living.
The last time I saw her, she looks amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, my God.
That was Robert Currier's sister.
They used to be up on across from the golf course there.
Yeah. I rented that place for a winter one year.
You did?
That old house. That
was it called?
Yes. I had a little boy, and it was cold.
Oh, dear.
We had to build fires. We had to come up with... Yeah. But anyway, that's another story.
That's another story.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to tell me about your memories of your childhood in the port?
Not really.
No.
A lot of good memories.
Yeah, well, that's good. They're positive memories.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And let's finish that
just
one.
Just like that.
Yeah, I want to make sure I put your name. Okay, this one.
All set.
I did two just to make sure.